RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone. Yes, it is Thursday, so let's just jump into the top 10. What do you say? Okay, so thanking Juice Blank for the topic. Today, we are doing the top 10. Hashtag, kinabahan ka ba? You know, it's those moments where you're not really sure what something might be going wrong. And you kind of feel a little nervous, a little panicked. Tell us all about it. So, thank you to everybody. We're actually top trending topic in the Philippines as we speak. So, let's just give you some examples. Kinabahan ka ba? Yung ang sarap ng scroll mo sa Facebook. Tapos, bigla kang na-log out with no warning. Yeah, that was a little strange. You know, an Instagram, Facebook down kind of thing yesterday or 2 days ago. It was weird because usually when they kind of like get knocked out of commission, you just can't like log in, or you can't launch the app or something like that. But this was weird. People were on the app and they were suddenly logged out, right? So like, I know so many people thinking, was I hacked? Did somebody get a hold of my account? Yeah, that's pretty scary. Kinabahan ka ba? Yung may message mama mo ng anak and then wala nang kasunod. No context. At 2 a.m. at nasa abroad ka. Oh my gosh, yeah. I am not a fan of like messages that just start and end with my name. Like if you just go Chico. Or Chico! Exclamation point. Or Chico? Question mark. No, because it's like, can you just tell me what it is about so that I don't panic, right? And another example, kinabahan ka ba yung hindi nagre-reply jowa mo sa mga messages mo habang nasa reunion siya kung saan a-attend din yung ex niya. So, yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, because you're not sure if they're hooking up or something. And another example, kinabahan ka ba yung ang lakas ng hilik nung katabi mong matulog tapos na-realize mo na mag-isa ka nga pala sa bahay. So not a fan of that. And one last, yung nagta-trash talk kayo habang Zoom meeting tapos may split second na hindi kayo sure kung na-mute nyo yung mic.
Yeah.
And same with DJs, when you're talking about something and then you're not sure if
the mic is on.
Yeah, that kind
of thing. Have you ever experienced that? Like in your, you know, epic radio career,
yeah.
Did you ever experience like leaving the mic on while you were saying stuff off air?
Not me. Because here's the thing.
Early days, maybe?
Early days because I, for those who don't know, when the mic is off, you can put the monitor up. Meaning, like, the song that you're playing.
The music is, like, blasting.
You can hear it,
usually.
Yeah. The moment you turn on your mic, that music turns off. So, what I always do, it's always blasting. I never put it quiet. Never.
Right.
Never. Because I know a lot of jocks, they try to make it quiet because wala lang, para hindi maingay or para hindi
yeah.
naririnig yung music, right? I never do that precisely because I'm so scared of not knowing if the mic is on.
Actually, same.
So it's always on. Like, even when nobody's here, when I, let's say, come in at 5:30, tapos it's so quiet, I'm like, is there music? Because, like,
yeah,
I can't hear.
Yeah, so you turn up the volume.
So I turn up the volume. So the chances of that happening are small, but of course. It has happened, but I was not on board.
But were you caught saying stuff?
No, like, no. More like, we could still hear you. You know the Russians. They're very fast with that. They're like, we can hear you.
Yeah,
usually
we're
talking about, I don't know, buying coffee or...
Or sometimes because the music is louder than the mic.
Yeah.
Like, it's very faint. So they can't quite make out what you're saying.
And especially if you're going to say something shady, usually you make sure now.
Before you say it. Off.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's what we're doing today. The top 10. Kinabahan ka ba? If you've got entries, go ahead, send them all in. x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag kinabahan ka ba in all your posts.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX93.1. Quick tea over coffee for you. First, let's say congratulations to Gal Gadot, who just gave birth to her fourth child with husband Jaron Varsano following a secret pregnancy.
Oh!
So congratulations! I did not even know that she was a mom of one,
and
let alone
four. And for the fourth
four.
Time, right?
Yes. Yeah, so she announced that she gave birth to a baby girl named Ori. After keeping the pregnancy under wraps, she captioned on Instagram, "My sweet girl, welcome." It's a photo of herself holding the newborn in the hospital bed. The pregnancy was not easy, and we made it through. It's a very cute photo, so congratulations to Gaga. Like, I didn't realize na wala akong idea about her personal life.
No, that is true. But sobrang na shushok lang talaga ako dun sa that they could keep it a secret. I mean, I get the reason why, obviously, lalo pag difficult pregnancy, you don't want the people knowing about it.
Yeah.
You know, in case something happens. But I'm just thinking how, for somebody so high profile like Gal Gadot, how do you keep a pregnancy?
I know.
So tuwing lalabas ka, sobrang balot na balot ka.
Hindi na lalabas at all.
For 9 months?
I mean, that's how Kylie did it, remember?
That's true though. Hindi, pero sobrang yung logistics lang mind-blowing.
It is.
For you to be able to hide your pregnancy. It will entail staying home.
Yeah.
And not going anywhere.
True. Wow. In other news, Prince William broke his silence on the conspiracy theory surrounding his wife, Kate Middleton's mysterious recovery from abdominal surgery.
Okay.
Well, quote-unquote, broke his silence. According to a spokesman for the Prince of Wales, his focus is on his work and not on social media.
That's the...
It's, again, ito na naman yung... You're addressing it, but you're not really addressing it. So, what is going on? Why don't you just say, you know, something to shut us all up?
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know, maybe...
Or parang they don't want that kind of... Precedence.
I guess.
Na every time people will come up with ridiculous theories, kailangan sagutin nila.
You're gonna indulge those... Yeah, that's true.
But at the same time, then taysin mo all the frenzy that comes up on social media. Kasi ang hirap din naman nung you just leave it unchecked.
Uh-huh.
Because you know how social media is. It's like a monster, you know? It becomes... You know, it starts off just a little unruly, and before you know it, it's destroying the entire village.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, I wouldn't want to be pressured, pero feeling ko, it reaches a certain boiling point where you literally have to say something to shut everyone up.
That's true.
You know, because it's getting crazy.
It's getting crazy. Getting out of hand. Way out of hand.
They're saying, nasa picture daw si Katie Holmes. Tapos,
I cannot.
Like, it's getting really insane. So,
yung huli kong ano, si Pepa daw.
Si Pepa, oh, that's also very common.
Oh my gosh, pati si Katie Holmes na damay.
Kasi walang mole.
I cannot.
No, kasi they did a close-up na wala yung fuzziness and then walang mole.
Eh, kasi naman, the pixels in that photo,
isa pa yun.
It's so funny.
They were saying,
like, of all the photos in the world,
in this era, with all the high-tech photography lenses that the paparazzi
uses,
that's
the photo you're gonna give us?
And parang, it's almost like wala ka na makikitang camera na ganong kaluma, na ganyan yung pagka-pixelize nung,
yes,
nung image. And especially with the paparazzi, na sobrang high-tech na mga...
The way they can zoom in.
And
like,
so
times,
clearly.
I don't know, 200 or whatever.
And it wasn't even like super far. Kasi like, hindi naman to like some
true
secret. They were just driving, right? So
yeah,
supposedly, you would be at a decent distance. So why would it be so fuzzy?
I have no idea, but yes, this is just really crazy. But anyway, that's the tea. We do have some stuff for Freaky Geeky Cheeky in a little while on the Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, but let's start off with some greets.
Good morning, Angeli, Juice Blank, Richard, Antonying. Also, hello to EJ, Ambet, Edward Villona, Melai, Martin Duanyas. Good morning to Judai. Andrea says, oh, yeah, it's her birthday today, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Majorette says good morning to her husband, Alan Rex, and the kids, Alexa and Johan. What's up to Jean and Buido and Mika? Sophia says good morning. Namiss ko kayo. I missed the past 3 days, so bawi-bawi today.
Aww.
One more day till the weekend. Thank you, Sophia.
Thank
we
you.
Miss you, too. Hello to Bon Voyage and to Pawis Niakla. Greeting the Rusher Aces, as always, Akira, Jolo, Jello, Mickey, and Nate. 7070 wants to give a shout-out to Sir Jeff, Jepril, and their teammates from UDR in Arcadis, who are locked into the show. Had Athena, Krister, Farmer Sanchez, Butter Baby, Renz, Prince Dance, and also we're saying good morning to everybody from X at RX931, like Juice Blank, Edward Archer, who says good morning to Doc Wins. And that's it for greets for now.
All right, let's jump into the top 10 for today. Thank you. We're still trending number 3 in the Philippines. Kinabahan ka ba? Thanking Juice Blank for the topic, let's start off with Tampupu.
Number 10.
Kapag dalawang beses ka nang nag-wrong pin sa ATM. One last.
Oh no.
Tapos alam mo yung weird, yung mga you're not sure where you made the mistake because you're pretty sure you got the wrong, syempre yung una wrong pin, diba?
Yeah.
So like, ay okay, wrong pin. And then, so obviously you were more careful the next time around,
mm-hmm,
and you're pretty sure that you put in the right pin, tapos wrong pin pa rin.
Wrong pin.
And you're like, did I just miss it for a second straight time, or did somebody change my pin?
Oh my gosh.
Have I been locked out of my own account?
Did I just lose all my money?
Right?
There is that thought eh. Actually, meron akong ganyan sa ATM, pero hindi because I couldn't remember the pin, but because the machine wasn't reading the card. And so,
okay,
kasi I have my dad's ATM, tapos my ATM card, tapos parang I hadn't used it since, I think, like January.
Okay.
And then just a few days ago, I was like, okay, I need to withdraw, so let me use this card. So I went to the ATM, inserted the card, and then parang all of a sudden, parang biglang from the front page, biglang naging cannot read card or card, parang account is invalid or inactive or something like that. So I was like, huh?
What's going
that's
on?
That's weird. Okay. So I tried my own ATM card from another bank.
Okay.
And I was able to withdraw. So I was like, is it the card again? Eh parang kakapalit lang namin ng bagong card. As in like last year lang.
Yeah.
So I was like, no way. For real? Kasi the last time naman, I lost the card. So
yeah,
I had no access to that until they came home and my
okay
dad was able to get a replacement card. So I was like, shut up. Not again.
Not
this
again.
Isn't happening again. So I moved to a different ATM. Ganun na naman. Yung card ko nag-work. Yung card niya ayaw. So
yeah,
ako parang... And also, my fear was, yun nga, I tried to remember the last time I used it. So, okay, I remember specifically where I withdrew the last time I used it. It was in Podium. So I was like, unless may masamang loob sa
Podium.
I mean, parang, di ba, parang feeling ko maliit naman yung chance na yung tampered yung
yeah
machine. So, anyway, a few days later, I tried the card again, but a different machine ulit.
Okay.
It finally worked.
It worked.
So, I guess, I don't know, may case na hindi compatible yung card to
with
like
the
specific machines.
Unit.
Maybe. Yeah, or dahil ba pinunasan ko yung card. Alam mo yung parang cartridge na hinipan-hipan mo muna, pinunas-punasan mo. Just to make it work. But finally, it worked. And, whew, a sigh of relief.
The worst part for me was like, and it only happened once, thankfully. Never again. Alam mo yung feeling ko yung parang, kailangan ko na ba mag-Memo Plus Gold? Or, like, kasi I have multiple pins, to be fair. That one card that I always withdraw from, pagdating ko dun sa grocery, because I didn't have cash, I realized, tas ayaw mag-work nung card.
Mm.
So sabi ko, I might have to do the whole, yung, what do you call that? Yung
debit?
Debit, yeah. So I was like, okay, just put your pin
here.
Oh,
because you have to enter your pin, yeah.
I had to enter my pin, and I was like, I don't remember my pin. Like, tapos,
only because you don't really use it.
I don't really,
like, withdraw,
pero no
whatever.
Rin eh. Nag-kumukwel every now and then, not super often. Pero gets, like, I tried to input the other pins that I have from
my
other
cards.
Tapos for the life of me, I couldn't. Tapos I was so bothered until pag-akit ko sa condo, I was like, I still don't know what my pin. Kasi I had to, like, go withdraw from my other card. Hindi ko maalala yung
that specific card.
From a different card. Kasi nga, like, I couldn't remember for the life of me what the pin was.
Did you eventually
remember? I did. And I was like, ah, yeah, that one.
Nagkaano ka lang na naman, performance anxiety in front of the cashier.
Kasi meron akong ano, meron akong mga mnemonic devices in my head.
Okay.
Basta, it's kasi malalaman niyo kung ano yung pin ko eh. Pero like,
wala naman sabi yung card mo.
When I was doing the mnemonic, ano, so was it like this? Like, for example, dinadoble mo yung birthday mo, kunyari.
Okay.
Kunyari yan yung mnemonic device ko. Yung parang, dinadoble ko ba na month, day, year, o day, month, year? Yung gana, you get? Like, I know how to remember it.
Right.
But there's still a parang an extra layer na hindi ko maalala.
Yes.
So, lahat ng itry ko, and I didn't want to try too many times kasi nga, di ba, merong limit yon. So, I was like, I can't just keep trying.
Oh my gosh. If malalock out ka.
Malalock out ako. So I was like, I just have to remember it.
Sabi ni Juice Blank, yung in my case, baka daw nagmo-moist yung magnetic strip ng card.
Oh, that's true.
Sabi niya, ganun daw yung card niya, sometimes pinupunasan niya lang. So maybe, kasi nga, I hadn't used it in so long. Also, hindi ko rin siya naman dala-dala every day. You know what I mean? I just leave it at home.
Yeah.
So it's possible. But now I'm happy because ever since I was able to use it, parang wala nang problema. Like, every time I try to use it, I'm able to withdraw already.
So, okay na siya.
Okay na siya. Pero also with the pins, remember before, nung early cell phone days?
Yeah.
Diba dati also, yung parang, if you don't get to input your pin, parang by the third time na mag-error, parang magla-lock siya, and then you're gonna have to go look for the parang where the SIM came from kasi nandun yung parang something something number.
Oh, alam ko lang yung ano, alam ko lang yung pag nagkamali ka ng input, parang maglalock lang siya for like 15 minutes. 'Di ba? Tapos pwede na ulit.
No, before, pag prepaid ha, maglalock yung SIM, not the phone,
not
but
the
SIM.
Phone.
So PUK, thank you, Arvin. P-P-P.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, 'di ba?
Yeah, I remember that.
And you have to look for yung pinagtap yung basta where you got the SIM from, yung
okay.
Packaging niya kasi nandun yung PUK. So, yeah.
So, dapat while you're using that card, you don't throw away that packaging.
You don't
thing.
Throw it away. Never throw it away.
Oh.
Or, I mean, picturean mo.
Right.
Least, diba? Meron ka ng picture if ever mawala yung card. So, I just remember the stress before. Pag yung parang, my gosh, here we go again.
Ang
pin.
Alam ko lang yung pin sa, ano, sa phone. Yung to open
to
your phone, pag
it.
Naka-lock, diba?
Mm-mm.
Pag parang, pag laging mali, the assumption is, it's been stolen.
You're trying to break into,
you're trying
like,
to break
the
into
phone.
The phone. So parang magla-lock siya for, like, 15, pero 15 minutes lang, ang tanda ko ah. Parang, just for a
pero
while.
Parang, ano din yun,
and then okay
pointless
na ulit.
Din yung security nila kung 15 minutes. Kasi imagine mo, kunyari, nakakaw nga yung phone
nakaw
mo.
Nakaw
na nakaw. Every 15 minutes, may chance yung magnanakaw to
it'll
unlock
be so,
it.
It'll be like forever. Like, alam mo yung parang, feeling ko parang, they're just buying you time to report that it's been lost or something.
Right.
So you can cut your line or, you know what I mean?
Uh-uh.
Parang, patagalin lang niya yung proseso.
Yeah.
And from Arabin.
Number nine.
So yung first two natin, bank related. Yung may text notification ka na you spent 500K sa credit card mo. Pero nasa iyo yung card mo at wala ka namang hindi mo siya ginagamit kahit saan.
I've only experienced getting my credit card hacked once and hopefully never again. It was just like parang Google charges or but I don't know if Google up, pero parang I remember G something. But I kind of assumed Google siya.
Yeah.
And then parang bigla siyang nag-notify. And I was like in the middle of something. I definitely wasn't browsing or purchasing anything. And I was like, huh? Tapos sunod-sunod siya. Pero like, not crazy big amounts.
Yeah.
Parang nag-start siya, siguro mga 200. Tapos biglang may 600. Tapos biglang may 300. I was like, hold on, what's going on? And then immediately, I called the bank and told them about it. And yeah, so they had to cut the line. They had to cut my credit card immediately.
Yeah.
And they were like, you need to get a replacement. Kasi obviously, compromised na yung card.
Yun yung mahirap. Kasi that was my dilemma. The last Japan trip we had, literally the night before we left. Kunyari bukas kami aalis. Kunyari ngayon kami aalis. Mm. Kagabi. Biglang I got this notification na parang, did you buy something in the like Hawaii, ganyan?
Oh my God.
And I was like, and I was at home. I was like, no. So I had to call. And then it turns out, parang yun nga, sabi ko, parang like, I didn't use it. If you report, they automatically block it. Tapos sabi ko, can we just make sure that it doesn't happen again? Mm-hmm. And then like, I'll get my old card back. Hindi daw. Pag na-compromise na siya,
you have to replace it completely.
And I was like, I'm going to Japan.
So
sabi ko parang like, but can I still just use it? And then after my Japan trip, I'll have it replaced. Sabi niya, yes sir, but because you made this call, if somebody
charges like
$500,000 from your card. Wala ka ng habol.
Labas na sila because they already told you. They recommended na i-block mo. So what did you do?
What I did was, nakahanap kami ng mid, sabi ko, okay, what if you block it and then every time I need to use it, I will call you to unblock it just long enough for me to buy to purchase whatever it is I need to buy and then I'll block it again. Until the next time that I call you.
Did they allow it?
They did.
Oh, wow. Medyo hassle, ah.
Hassle. Pero sabi ko nga, well, siguro naman hindi same person yung matatawagan ko each time.
And
so,
siguro naman, hindi mo naman gagamitin yung card that often.
That often.
And may iba ka namang card.
And sabi naman niya, it's not a problem. Yeah,
oh,
we
wow.
can just unblock and unblock.
Pero ano lang, parang yung good luck getting through. Kasi di ba sometimes
yes,
it takes and a
remember,
while to...
I, remember, I'm in Japan.
Exactly.
And I had to make a long distance call.
Did you end up using that card while you were in Japan? Or
I did. Like you said, I reserved it for the big purchases because I really needed it for the hotel.
Oh, okay.
Siyempre yung cash, I wanted to use it for other things, right? For shopping,
for
whatever. So
Pero siya yung main credit card.
That
mo.
Was the main thing. And I only had one credit card. And so I was like, I just really needed to pay for the hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine. Pumayag naman sila. Thankfully, kudos to my bank. Like, pumayag naman sila na, sige sir, ganun na lang.
Could you imagine kung hindi?
And can you imagine me? Nasa Pokemon Center ako. Tapos magbabayad na ako. Hello, can you unblock my... Tapos pagka-pasok nung payment ko and everything, hello, can you block it again? And long distance each call. Long distance each call. So I was like, it was so stressful.
Yeah.
It was
I can imagine. Kasi nga,
buti ko nandito
ka lang sa Pilipinas.
Diba? Sabi ko, of all the time na may isipan ng buisit na hacker na yon na talagang kung kailan the eve of our Japan trip and Japan trip pa na
you know you're gonna be spending money.
Exactly. Gets ko pa kunyari if we were going to the Maldives or something kasi don't spend anything.
Right.
Sunbathing ka buong araw. Pero Japan, you're going to spend so much.
Yeah, but you know, it's so hard also to track like how or where it got hacked possibly. Kasi parang you have to rethink ilang beses ko ba in-input yung credit card number ko and all
matitrace
details.
Mo kung saan yung nagsista-try gamitin yung card mo. Like, oh, they're trying to buy this in Hawaii. The weirdest thing that I had with that. Ginamit yung card ko to buy like 12 car racing DVDs in Hawaii. And I'm like, do you even know me?
What the heck?
Why would I buy car racing DVDs?
Obviously hacked.
At saka alam mo yung nag-hack ka tapos bibili ka lang ng DVD.
DVD? In 2022? 2023?
And then, this was a long time ago. Iba pa to dun sa Japan
trip. My gosh.
Yeah.
How stressful.
But it's so stressful.
But you know, I'm actually really happy now. Not when it comes to cards, but when you use your like your bank app and then you transfer money to someone else. Diba kunyari, you just input their account number tapos you can fund transfer, diba? Like what we did when I paid you for our hotel this Holy Week.
Yeah.
Buti ngayon, kasi before wala to, parang now they would text you na parang please reply, send money.
Yeah.
Na para alam mo yun, for the transaction to go through. Mm-hmm. So may extra security niya ganun. So it's a little bit of a hassle kasi before ka isend,
I take it.
Before isend yung OTP, magte-text ka pa ng send money. And
yeah,
that's what they,
I mean, I'll take
it. OTP.
I mean, if it means safer transactions.
It's better security for the clients, for the users.
I will not complain if it's for my own security.
And ako, naiinis lang ako. Pag hindi masyadong malaki naman yung tina-transfer ko. Pero pag malaking amount, I'm like, thank God for this.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Hindi, ang mahirap kasi ano, like sometimes diba may OTP. I've experienced this. For your transaction to go through, ilal na, kunyari parang nagbubok ka na ng airline ticket, diba, na nag-iiba yung price pag
right.
Hindi agad ano. So, we sent the OTP to your number, ganyan-ganyan, tas wala yung OTP.
Oh, it happens.
And may signal ka naman. And you're like,
I feel like,
it's not coming through. Tapos uulitin, di ba? Resend.
Yeah.
Nothing. Siguro mga like 30 minutes.
My
tapos
God.
Biglang na lang pumasok lahat sabay-sabay.
Alam mo,
nakaka-bad trip.
Nakaka-bad yan. And pag ganyan, parang bumabalik ako sa like nung early cellphone days na ite-text ko yung sarili ko just to try to push the message.
Yes!
If it's like stuck somewhere. I'm like, where is it? Why did I get
that.
My message but not my OTP?
Yung parang,
it happens though.
Diba, no? So ako yun naman yung hassle ko with that.
Yeah.
No? Minsan, it's very effective if
instant.
The airwaves are reliable. Kasi feeling mo nga nasa stuck yung OTP somewhere. Or,
tapos may stress kasi malapit nang matapos yung window that you're given.
Or baka walang signal.
Yeah.
You know, in that case. Or
yes.
I don't know, whatever. Another example, entry from Juice Blank.
Number 8.
Kinabahan ka ba? Yung nakatingin yung aso mo sa isang sulok ng kisame, nagga-growl siya, galit na galit. Eh, wala naman.
Does that happen to you?
You know what happens
to
me?
Dogs?
A lot.
Or cats?
Turns out, for example, with the cats, that happens a lot. And I'm like, bakit sila nakatingin sa taas? And then, you know, cat senses are times 20. So, minsan, meron lang sila nakikitang bug or butike na
hindi
mo
si
nakikita.
Hindi naman si Tony Collette yung nasa taas.
Hindi naman si Tony Collette. kitang-kita mo yung ano na they just see something you can't but not in a supernatural way. More of a superhuman way.
More like predator and prey.
More predator
ganun.
Talaga. Or, hindi natin na-realize they could hear something. Like, for example, Igor would suddenly look up at the yung kisame nga, yung corner kisame of the condo. And I'm like, why are you looking up there? There's nothing there. Tapos I would check, wala namang spider, wala namang whatever. Tapos later, madidinig ko, merong nag-move ng, nag-drag ng furniture upstairs. Yung kasi pag mahina, nadidinig pa rin nila.
Yeah.
To us, it's, you can't discern the sound because mas less evolved yung ears natin compared to these predators. So, minsan, hindi lang natin alam, naririnig talaga sila. Like, from upstairs.
My gosh,
from the tenants upstairs.
Speaking of, I don't know, I keep seeing this on TikTok. Yung parang, you know those big cats?
Yeah.
Na scary. I don't know what they're called, though. Yung mukha siyang maliit na cheetah. Pero
A cat. Yes, a serval?
Yes.
Serval? Yeah. Mga ganon.
Marami
iba-ibang breed yan eh. Pero serval is like the wildest cat that you can actually take care as a pet.
It's like 3 to 4 times the size of a normal cat.
Yep.
It's so weird. Like, merong girl na nagpapabatok-batok siya dun sa cat na yon. Yung parang nag-video siya and then parang,
binabatukan siya.
You're mad at me? Are you mad? I'm so sorry, baby. It's kasi ginagawa. And I'm like, isn't this dangerous? Hindi mo parang galit na yung cat?
Hindi naman.
Hindi ka
kasi,
ba niya, can't it like kill you or something?
Well,
I mean, it's big.
If it's attacking you. Kasi that's the thing. Like, for example nga, si Perth, one of our cats, one of the anak ni Wussy, nambabatok siya. Pero for fun, like, ang batok niya, walang kuko.
Right.
Literally, just his paw, which is soft and padded. So ang gagawin niya, pag kunyari dadaan na si Baby Whale or yung driver namin, yung for some reason, yung dalawa yung gusto niyang binabatok. Bigla yan aakyat dun sa parang ano nila, dun sa parang roof nung cage nila.
Mm.
Tapos, para mataas sila, tapos pagdaan nung dalawa, babatukan niyang ganun.
What the heck?
Yeah, and it's, walang claw. So you don't get
wounded. So maybe wala namang claw. Pero kasi...
Kasi if it's parang for fun, yeah, it's just paw.
Ay, hindi doon sa video kasi, like, tsaka parang malakas.
Hindi, malakas talaga. Batok talaga. Batok talaga.
Bakit pa ulit? Tsaka repeatedly.
Totoo.
And I was like a little scared for the girl. So normal pala yun.
Normal yun.
Okay.
And coming from Coco Hernandez.
Number seven.
Yung nakalunok ka ng buto ng santol, tapos sasabihin ng kuya mo, hala, may tutubong puno sa tiyan mo. Ayan, parang may dahon ka na sa tenga, oh.
You know what? As the youngest child, I can't tell you how many times I heard that growing up from my older siblings.
Right?
Like, they would always try to freak me out. Like, kunyari, like, if you swallowed a gum accidentally.
Ako yon yung gum. Sasabihin nila, magdidikit-dikit yung bituka ko.
Also, or parang yun nga, pag seed naman, tutubo na daw sa ulo mo yung plant
exactly.
Or whatever. My gosh.
And sobrang benta sa akin. Kasi ako naman, ang dali-dali, I was such a gullible kid. Well, I'm a gullible adult. But like,
can you imagine me
as a kid, di ba? Like kahit pa paano ngayon, may natutunan naman ako somehow, di ba?
But I used to get that all the time.
I was such a gullible kid.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I think because we were so much younger than our siblings, yep. Kaya parang trip nila na utuin tayo like that.
Sobra. And from Coco Hernandez.
Number six.
Kinabahan ka ba? Kasi nung sumulyap ka sa crush mo, tapos for a few seconds, nagkatinginan kayo mata sa mata. At parang may kuryente kang naramdaman.
Yee!
Nakakakaba kasi parang like sometimes kasi when they stare at you, staring at them, it could mean flirtation. But it could also mean like, alam mo yung parang like,
Why are you staring at me?
Why are you not averting your eyes? Alam mo yung, it could be very aggressive actually.
It could.
Alam mo
yeah.
yung nakatingin ka, tumingin ka sa, tas tumingin siya sa'yo, and then hindi mo inavert yung eyes mo, tas nagkatingin na kayo na matagal. Yung parang pwedeng kasunod nun, anong problema mo? Di ba? Bigla kang gaganon eh.
And paano kung kayo, kunyari, ng crush mo nagkatinginan, tapos biglang, instead of just staring, bigla kang kinindatan.
Kukuha na ako ng bouquet.
Tan, 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 tan.
Ang bilis na ano.
Ang bilis na ano.
Kukuha na ako ng bouquet. Ano
no, but that, isn't that the best?
It's the best. Pag positive, ha? Pag positive.
Yes, of course. But honestly, I love it. I love getting winked at by someone that I'm into. Of course, not by like everyone. That's just weird when random people do it. But like when it's your crush or your ex, I guess, or something like that.
It's so ano kasi. It's so confident.
Yeah, and alam it's like you have a little secret.
Tsaka alam mo yung merong ano, merong siyang parang like you want me and I know it. You may go na.
And it's true.
And it's true. Diba? Tas yung parang
oh
like...
Oh my God, yes. It's either a wink or yung parang they're gonna raise their eyebrow or they're gonna like give you a little grin or...
Or yung bigla ka lalapitan tas sabihin, take a picture, it lasts longer.
No! Eh kasi yun medyo pwedeng bitchy yung pagkasabi.
I don't know. I don't know if I would say bitchy. That's kind of hot. That's kind of hard.
It is.
Not gonna lie.
I mean, yeah, but just meeting, you know, your crush's gaze, sobrang. Yeah.
Pero tricky din kasi. Minsan kasi they're just really nice people who won't. Na hindi ka papahiyain. So sometimes they catch you looking and then they give you a smile. And then syempre, ko kilig na kilig. Ka. Hindi mo alam. They're actually feeling awkward, but. So not to make it awkward, they'll give you a smile.
Okay, but Kasi if I were to put my shoes in, my feet, and dun sa, ano nung, ikaw yung crush nung nakatingin. You know okay. what I mean? Kunyari, ako yung crushy.
Okay.
I do have certain smiles or facial expressions reserved for people that I like versus I'm just being polite, trying not to make this awkward.
Okay.
Alam yun. Pero pag normal person, yeah, I might actually give you like a little, you know, like a friendly smile or like a little. Pero kasi if I like the person, tas nahuli ko na nakatingin, usually I'd be like, I actually stick my tongue out.
Oh.
No. Hindi, it's just like a little, alam mo yun, parang medyo, it's just playful.
Parang hihi.
Oh, parang gano'n. Oh. I don't know. Oh no, I said it na. So people might know if they see me doing that. Like, oh no.
I know, right?
No, but yeah, I just noticed na medyo may ganun akong may patong ako na. Belat, parang ganun. It's like, it's just playful.
Na parang
it's
I caught you.
Or okay. like, it's a different face that I'll give.
Kasi ako, I feel uncomfortable. Kunyari, hindi ko, I find the person creepy. I will not even... I will pretend I didn't see the person looking at me.
Look away.
Pag parang hindi naman creepy, but I still caught this person looking at me, I'd give a smile. Pero alam mo yung smile na, alam mong polite smile.
Half smile.
Like not a friendly smile.
Ako, it's either a smile na ganyan or a nod. It's like,
oh, okay,
parang,
okay.
What's up? Parang just acknowledging now. Okay?
Yung parang ano, yung very cursory smile lang na. Hello.
Yeah, ganun very lang, that.
Parang ganun. So that you know na parang, I'm not exactly thrilled.
Eh ako, since ako sinireveal ko yung sa akin na I stick my tongue out, ikaw, what do you do pag crush mo? Pag interesado ka dun sa naka-lock eyes mo?
I touch my toes.
So you just bend over. Immediately?
On the first date?
My! Well, we don't waste time, do we?
Hindi. Wala. I find it really awkward kasi. Like, pag strangers talaga, very ano ko, very stranger danger.
Hindi like, nga, pero kunyari nga crush mo yung stranger. No, but I feel like you're not the type who would be very parang normal.
No, pabebe pero very, very ano, very on the down low.
Alam ko na. You tuck your hair behind your ear. Ganun ba?
No. I'll ano siguro. I don't know. Do something parang, I don't know, contour my nose.
Ay, alam ko na. or, magtatakip ng abaniko.
Ano abaniko? Or papakita ko yung sakong ko.
Oh my God.
Yung sa pampanahon nila Rizal.
Exactly.
Yun na yung
Maria
sexy.
Clara.
Pag nakita mo yung sakong ng babae,
oh,
parang
wow.
Like, oh,
game over.
That was like showing cleavage at the time, di ba? So.
Damn.
And from Nina Hidalgo.
Number five.
Eh?
Okay. Okay. Edit. Undo typing. Anti-sedulous.
While you do that, sabi ni Ned, ay nako, ganyan din ako, may pakunting belat sa crushy.
From ano, Fitz Villafuerte pala. True story, at the mall, paghawak ko sa bulsa ko, hindi ko nakapay yung cellphone ko. As in, my heart leapt out of my chest. Tas na-realize ko, pinagawa ko nga pala yung cellphone ko at babalikan ko mamaya. Yung, alam mo yung out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
And then you don't realize. Or yung hindi lang siya dun sa usual spot mo.
Mm-hmm.
Like before I, di ba now, kasi I put two phones on my little...
Your tray.
Tray. Before that, before my Pokemon era, I would always put it in my pocket. So the few times na yung inadvertently hindi ko na-realize, nilagay ko sa bag... Grabe talaga yung kabog ng
the stress.
Kaba. Yung that split second that you touch your pocket and there's nothing
and,
in there.
Yeah.
When oof. You're supposed to feel your phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Grabe talaga yung my heart stops
I can
for
imagine.
A few seconds. And then ay wait nasa bag nga pala.
Same with wallet.
Oh, and wallet same.
Yeah.
Same. From Nina Hidalgo.
Number four.
We're back on track. Kinabahan ka ba? Nag-number 2 ka sa public CR. Tapos alam mong marami nang nakapila at naghihintay sa'yo. Tapos, parang sira yung flag.
No! Alam mo, na-imagine ko pa lang. I'm like, oh my God.
Alam mo yung, meron namang mag-aayos, but the shame, the...
I
wouldn't
no,
know what to do.
I cannot imagine.
I mean, I know what I would do. I'd probably be like, paglabas ko, sorry, sir, okay, papasok. Pero gets, yung, even if hindi naman yung mga ibang users ako mapapahiya, yung kung sinong kuya o ate yung mag-aayos nun, I'd be so like mortified.
You know what, recently, parang, for some reason, I had this moment of parang, wait, before I use this toilet, let me check the flush. May ganun ako. So,
kasi most of the time, I don't check.
Same.
Yeah.
But then there was a moment na parang, because I had company and I was like, parang wait lang. I just want to make sure that the flush is working. So yeah, pwede mo naman gawin yun if you're not in a hurry, if it's not like, you know, an immediate need, just to be sure.
I mean, sa naman kasi, I've also experienced this. I used it. And then I realized, sira pala yung
parang refill.
Yung refill. So, there was one last batch ng tubig. So, if I flushed it before that, wala na ako.
Sa test flush. Tapos, ito na yung totoo. Wala na. Oh my God.
Right?
That's even worse.
Kasi na-realize na, ano ko na yan? Dito sa RX.
Oh like, my God. Like, walang, no
remember
way.
Remember, there's this era, walang tubig.
Yes.
Like, nothing, zero.
Uh-oh.
You have to get water from somewhere else.
Oh my gosh.
So, when I flushed it, it worked. Tapos, dun ko na-realize na wala nang tunog.
No.
And I'm like, that, I used up the last one. Good luck to the person next to me.
That's why it's actually so comforting when the bathroom you're using has that like gripo and like pail.
Yes.
Just in case of like, but of course they don't have that in malls and
in most
public bathrooms. But yeah.
Nightmare.
Oh my goodness. Nightmare. Imagine ko palang nasa-stress ako.
And from Mike Ferrer and Coco Hernandez.
Number three.
Same yung entry nila. That split second when you thought, namali ko ba yung last digit ng bank account number nung nag-transfer ka ng pambayad sa rent?
I checked this like 4 times and yeah. I don't care that nakita ko na okay na naman, but just in case, I just compare it.
Super.
What I do is, yung parang nag-exit ako dun sa main screen so that yung tabs would be side by side.
Yeah.
And then I would look at the other tab and just to confirm.
Kasi yan, wala kang escape. Pag na-send mo yan, unless kilala mo rin yung...
Unless they send it back to you.
If they send it back to you. Oh, it's gone.
But is it?
Can't you
like tell the bank that I made a mistake? That wasn't like the account number that I was trying to send money to. Can you...
Reverse it?
Give it back
to me? I don't know.
Because that's never happened.
Well, sana meron.
Sana meron. Kasi traceable naman. They know naman kung saan ang account.
At saka di mo naman ninakawan yung account.
Exactly. Ano mo lang na parang... They won't be able to see naman.
Yeah. Kumbaga, tinanggal mo lang yung nilagay mo.
Yeah, I wonder if that actually...
Oo,
ano? To our friends
bank
from
people,
from those banks.
Is it easy to reverse?
Pwede ba siya na...
At madali ba? Or masalimuot?
Or is it a whole process? I'm imagining it. Sabi ni Adventure, pwede, basta ma-report mo agad.
Okay.
Ah. Pero, for a specific e-bank, according to Butterbaby, hindi ganun. Once na ipasa mo
it's gone.
Sa receiver na, good luck na lang na kung isend yun sa'yo pabalik.
Oh. Goodness gracious.
Sabi ni Mark Jensen, if the account number is not valid, it'll just float.
Oh.
Float? Eh, paano? What happens to the money?
Oo nga, no?
Does it get credited back to your account? Oh, interesting.
Oh, that's weird.
That is very
dapat wag na lang mag-go through pag mali. Pero kung existing, pupunta.
Sabi ni Illy Girl, it will not push through even one number na mali kasi it should match the account name. Pero kasi there are certain apps, certain banks na wala nang name ka na i-input
eh. Sa akin,
when you find, ako wala. Din. When you transfer, it's really just
a number.
Although now, some banks make it easier kasi pwedeng hindi na siya yung manually mo ilalagay. Yung QR na, yeah. You send it to the person's QR, which is much safer.
No, ako nga sa bank, like when I'm depositing a check, for example, as payment. Kunyari, babayaran kita via check. Pagdating ko sa counter, i-input ko yung account number mo, di ba? I will ask. Sabi ko, Hazel ba yung may-ari niyang account just to double check? Ah, yes sir. Ah, okay.
Yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah.
Kasi nga parang like, just to make sure kasi baka nagkamali ako eh.
Madali kasi yun, may kaharap ka na teller but when you're left on your own and you're doing it through your phone lang, yun yung medyo,
kaka-stress.
Oh. Yeah.
And for Mac MJ pumapayo.
Number two.
Yung may biglang pumasok sa room habang may ginagawa kang milagro, not gonna lie, medj exciting. Pero nakakakaba pa rin, nevertheless.
Medj exciting? What if kunyari parents
mo? Ah, no. Pag ganun, no. Pagka mag-anak mo, obviously, gross. But like, siguro like, you're in a, I don't know, a hotel.
You know, I've never...
dorm.
I honestly never thought of myself as someone na... who would find it thrilling, the idea of getting caught. Until I dated one person. And I feel like, because of the situation, or hindi ko lang alam if because of the situation, or parang he had a thing for...
Tapos nahawa ka na lang.
Oo, kasi parang marirealize mo na, oo nga, exciting.
Ako, no.
It is exciting.
No. If you know how I am. Nope.
If you know, you know.
I do not like that. Even in the best, under the best circumstances. Nope.
You should try it sometime.
Oh, no. Pass.
It is fun.
Pass.
So you're telling me, in all our trips, you have never tried anything
like if they're
the same like vicinity.
If there is a chance that you will get caught, no. Like, hello, obviously, kunyari, hotel, nasa loob kayo ng room, kahit ba naman magkatabi yung room eh, kung nakalock naman lahat ng pinto, and you know what I mean?
Right.
Pero yung kunyari, you're in a, parang yung sa ano natin, yung sa trip natin upcoming this March, parang like, we're sharing a villa, tapos we will do something hindi sa room, like sa pool or sa sala. No, I'm not going to do that.
Or yung parang kunyari, we're sharing a room kasi sisiksik ako sa inyo.
No.
Maybe I'm like two beds away.
Nope. At kahit hindi ano ha, kasi diba, yung medyo yung across the board gross, kunyari, relatives. Obviously, yuck, diba?
Yeah.
Pero even complete strangers, like, that, it's not my thing. You know how I am with like being caught, period.
True.
I have this thing.
Nga eh. And
kahit nga wala akong ginagawa.
Wala ka pang ginagawa.
Exactly.
Even if walang chance na mahuli ka, may guilt ka na agad.
Like literally, if I see any law enforcement, I get so nervous. Even if I haven't done anything wrong.
I think you were a criminal in your past life.
I'm 100% sure. I was on the lam when I was in a previous lifetime.
Diba?
Kasi like, meron talaga ako nung, alam mo yung parang like, pag may dumating na parak. Parak!
Sorry. Where were you when you're... Ay, hindi mo parak!
Kahit ako nagulat. Where did that come from?
Ano to? Sa taping ba to ng Ang Probinsyano? It's giving action star.
Oh my God. Where did that come? I don't even use the word in real life. Why did I say parak?
Police, pag dumating na mga police.
Pag may dumating na police.
Or kinauukulan is what they're called, right?
Pag dumating yung kapulisan. Yung alam mo yung meron talaga ako na parang like, I have to hide the treasure.
Yung parang, parang biglang bibilis yung heart rate mo.
I don't
know. Yeah.
So, I'm pretty sure I was a criminal.
I'm only like that when I'm not in the Philippines.
Oh.
For some reason, when I'm somewhere else, like when I'm in another country, tapos may nakita ko na kunyari yun, mga tropa ng mga parak. According to you. Parang, I would, kunyari, dun sila sa dadaanan ko, I would cross the street just to avoid them.
I know why.
Why?
Locked up abroad.
Oh, siguro!
I hate that show!
Yung parang, like, alam mo, kasi ko sa Pilipinas, parang feeling ko mas may chance.
Kasi like, I mean, nobody likes that, right? But at least you can call your family, friends, or they can visit you.
When you're abroad, you're just extra vulnerable.
You can just throw away the key.
So I'm like, stop.
Lock you up and yeah. throw away the key.
Yeah, I get so paranoid. I don't know why. Yeah.
And I still can't get over the parak.
Parak.
And the top.
And the top entry.
Number one.
Number one.
Kinabahan ka ba? Comes from Queen of Deadma.
Queen of Deadma says,
yung parang hindi ka kilala ng aso mong pinick up after his grooming. And you're not sure if iba lang yung gupit. Kasi parang iba ng slight yung itsura ng dog mo.
Tapos nang tumahol, iba yung boses.
Tapos pag tinatago yung pangalan niya, hindi siya
nagre-respond.
No, because you know what? Thankfully, a lot of my dogs are very distinct. Mm. Like may pattern. Like si right. Church. Yung pattern niya, it's, you know, it's like a... The corgi's patterns are always different.
Mm.
So you know.
Okay.
Pero if it's like... Siguro of all my dogs, maybe Sinai.
Okay, the palm.
Kasi medyo pare-pareho yung itsura
nila.
That's
true. That's true. Tsaka parang isang kulay lang siya na solid eh.
Hindi, yun lang ang maganda sa palm. Kasi even the pagkatan niya,
uh-huh.
iba-iba ng gradients. Like,
ah.
Sinai is actually sable, which is like basically... tan
yeah.
with brown with a darker black
mm.
parang mix ng Mm-mm. black and brown, but I can imagine let's say Shih Tzu,
yeah, they all look the same. Chihuahua
is a little easier for me to mas nahirap ako sa Shih Tzu pag magkakamuka kasi para silang twins, so I'm sure it has happened. They brought out a different dog and nauwi nung ano, and then you
it's
realize
crazy.
When you get home that, wait a minute, this is not my dog.
Well, fortunately, whoever has your dog will also be looking for their dog.
So, that's true.
Alam mo yun.
It's very ano, nag-exchange ka ng luggage.
Yeah, very that.
Kasi magkamuka. But there you go. The top 10, kinabahan ka ba? If you've got entries, just send them all in. x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag kinabahan ka ba in all your posts.
And don't forget the text line for your requests and shout outs 0961-1367-931. We'll go live on Facebook in just a bit, only on The Monster.
Freaky, geeky, cheeky.
Monster, RX93.1. Time for some updates for all you TV geeks out there. Series geeks. Avatar, The Last Airbender live action series has been renewed for season 2 and 3.
Yes.
On Netflix.
Ang cute ng video. You should watch it. Si Daniel, the one who plays Ozai, was tasked to tell the rest of the cast. To tell the rest of the cast. Tapos nag-Zoom meeting sila. So it was a screen. Andun lahat. Sila Gordon, sila Dallas. And then he was like, okay, I just talked to the bosses and you know, like, they told me to tell you the news. So syempre lahat parang talagang on edge, right?
Yeah.
On the edge of their seats. And it was like, it's not what we were expecting. So medyo, kita mo. Very ano, very top 10 natin. Kinabahan ka ba? Tapos sabi niya, unfortunately, we were not renewed for season 2. Tapos yung mukha nila, it fell.
Yeah.
Sabi niya, because they renewed us for season 2
and 3.
And they started screaming. Ang cute.
Aww.
Like, try to look for the video. Ang cute nung, ano, nung pagkakasabi niya dun sa cast.
That is really cute.
And they're such a lovely cast. Kasi they're all like, ano, you know, still very young. Tapos alam mo yung wala pa naman sa kanila na like super sikat. So alam mo yung, it's so easy to make them happy
yeah.
and to please. Wala pang jadedness kang na-detect. From any of
that's
the
really
cast.
Cute.
It's so cute. They're so adorable. And I'm so loving this cast of young people. Kasi parang they're still so positive
yeah.
and so happy. And so happy to be working.
Aww.
And like...
I'm so happy for them.
I'm so happy
and
for
of course
them.
For all the fans.
Love, 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 love.
Or
love.
All the Atlas.
Atlas! Yeah, the Atlas. totoo yan.
And well, the opposite naman for the brother's son.
Yun
I'm
lang.
So sad
yun
that
lang.
After season 1 they got canceled na.
Mm-hmm.
When I read Justin's post, because he posted it on his Instagram, I was like, oh no, but it was such a good show. Season 1
yeah.
was just so good. I truly, truly enjoyed that show. And I'm sad that it's over.
Yeah.
And the cast too. So good. Can you imagine? I was like, bakit? Bakit siya na-cancel? Feeling ko naman madami namang nanood.
Well, numbers. I mean, even if madaming nanood, maybe not enough.
Not enough. Maybe they expected more.
And remember, with so many things in the pipeline, you really have to rise above the rest. Yung right. Kailangan na medyo atla level ka na. Alam mo yung the hype, the amount yeah. of people watching.
The social media, like,
The social buzz. Media mileage. Uh-huh. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. Kasi like, you know, it really is the new theater.
True.
You know, like, people are just watching on their gadgets now.
Yeah.
So, if it's not translating to numbers, wala talaga. Hi. No matter how good you are.
I do hope, though, that Justin specifically gets more projects. Because,
exactly.
you know, I feel like he did get the most buzz.
Oh, but you know
apart
what?
Apart from Michelle Yeoh, of course.
Sometimes, it gets picked up by other networks.
That's also a possibility.
There so. Have been cases where dinrap sila ng isang,
and then,
isang
yeah.
Group, and then they'll be picked up and continue the story.
Yeah. That's
pero
happened
ako feeling
before.
Ko lang kasi talaga hindi ganun kalakas yung buzz. Mm. No matter how good it is, parang like after the initial push, parang wala na ako narinig about
yeah.
it. So yeah.
That's too bad.
That's how the game is played.
But let's end on a positive note. Apparently Freaky Friday 2 is happening according to Lindsay
oh.
Lohan.
Oh
yes.
wow. With both original
I think so because remember like even before Lilo came back to, you know, her Hollywood life. Parang si Jamie Lee, whenever she'd get asked about it, she would say, parang, oh, I'd love to make a new one.
Yeah.
I'd love to make a sequel. So yeah, and now feeling ko Lindsay Lohan is back. Like mm-hmm. for real, diba? She has a movie, an upcoming movie on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like she's
she had one
back.
Recently, diba? Pero small scale. Yung, remember that Christmas movie that she had a couple
yeah, yeah.
of years ago?
She has another one na parang romantic.
Pero whatever. Alam mo yun, medyo low budget.
Low budget,
you know
but
I mean?
At the same time, you know, that was a start.
Kasi if she co-stars with the Jamie Lee Curtis in a Freaky Friday sequel, that's A-list.
No,
right
and
there.
I do feel like she is getting there. She is on her way there because it seems like she's got her shiz together now.
Right.
And I think nandun muna sa point na, okay, you have to build trust again. Mm. Kasi nga, with the reputation, with her reputation preceding her, parang need muna niya to make patol the smaller projects.
In two ways,
projects.
That she's no longer difficult to work with.
Uh-huh.
And two, that she can, that her movies / shows will earn.
Yeah. And I think that's what happened with a small scale mm. Christmas movie. Feeling ko, it generated enough buzz.
Right.
And so, alam na may clamor pa rin for Lindsay Lohan. So,
exactly.
I'm so excited for her. I'm really excited for her. And yeah, and also with Mean Girls.
Exactly.
Diba? When mm. when she surprised mm-hmm. everyone with yeah. a little appearance in the remake. So, there you go. That's Freaky, Geeky, Cheeky for you. Before we move on to our Facebook Live, Twitch, TV, and YouTube, and also our next couple of batches of the Top 10. For now, though, more music on the Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And let's start off with some greets.
We're live.
We are live.
We are on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. So join us now if you're online. So you can say hello to us in the comment section. But we do have a lot of greets as well from the text line and X. Let's start with Jay Escobar, who says, hello and happy 79th birthday to her mother, Menchi Escobar. Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Hi to Carlos Su. What's also to Carlo Lozada. Mars also locked in. Lilo Boy, Coco Hernandez, who says, OMG, that's a pop parent fear for me. Di ko ma-recognize si Buddy a golden kasi medyo common do yun look.
That is true.
Adventure says, good morning. Baka nga criminal si Chico sa past life niya kasi alam niya gamitin yung parak.
I know.
I cannot.
I know.
Melai says,
I'm disturbed too.
Pa birthday blend month for my friend Alma. Okay, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Alma.
Happy birthday to you.
Hello to Jack B. And also saying good morning to Justin, Sayana, Mackie, and Martin, Mayo. Hello, Survivor Day today. That's true, U.S. Survivor. episode two.
Two?
Comes out today.
Okay.
Hello to Bon and Bon's wifey, Rachel. Also greeting her. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Rich Ann says, paano kapag nahuli ni Chico si Baby Whale na kinindatan si Hazel? Parang ang ganda lang isipin.
The peel and whatever was peeled shall instantly mix.
I'm sorry.
Maghahalo ang balat sa tinalupa.
Ako parang, ano daw?
The peel and whatever was peeled shall instantly mix.
Grabe, maghahalo agad ang balat sa tinalupan.
Ang
balat lang
sa
naman.
Tinalupan.
Alam mo, huwag ka masyadong selfish. Bigay mo na yung mga kindat-kindatan.
Alam mo kung bakit maghahalo ang balat sa tinalupan?
Bakit?
Kasi ikaw yung tatalupan.
Yung balat ko yung...
like an orange.
Alam mo, gawin ko ngay orange peel theory kay babe.
Oh no.
Babaon ako. Tapos papabukas ko sa...
Hindi, hindi mo papabukas.
Dapat, dapat hindi. Parang mag-ano ko lang. Hi, I wish I can eat this orange.
I wanted some of this orange, but I can't.
Shut up, Chico. But I need a knife to open it and I don't have a knife.
Mm.
Tapos, diba?
Lalabas ako, no? I have a knife!
Parang kakabahan ako pag sinabi mo yan.
Very top
parang hindi yung orange yung gusto mong gamitan eh. I'd be a little scared.
Naalala mo nung uso pa si Annoying Orange?
Sino si Annoying Orange?
He was like one of the first like popular memes in like internet whatever.
What?
This orange that had a human mouth.
Yeah.
You remember that? Tapos parang si Annoying Orange and it was an online parang personality na basta uso yun dati si Annoying Orange.
Oh my God. I'd be the Annoying Orange in your life. Also, saying good morning to Tino. Parak sounds like brown uniform pa na pulisyan. Ganun kaluma.
Grabe naman.
Hi to Fubris. To Mitch, Dan, Super James. Sabi niya, still tuned in from Singapore. Kakatapos lang ng The Eras Tour last weekend. Ang init. Hi to Missy from Bulacan. Irvin Tanig is also locked in. Good morning to Cyril and to Butter Baby. Pero may mga parak na hot sa ibang bansa.
Ay.
Sabi ni Butter Baby. Well, di lang parak.
Hindi.
In general.
Meron ko alam na, ano, meron ko favorite na parak.
Saan?
Si Kobe.
Kobe parak! Ni Andre.
Ni Andre.
At anak ni Benji.
Benji.
The Parak
si Benji fell. Benji Parak.
I cannot. Hello to Mark Jensen and good morning to Carmina. Thanks for accompanying me to drive. Super entertained. Thank you. Echo Out Loud is also locked in and Max in the Winter says, yung mga parak sa Korea parang ang sarap magkasala.
Ay.
Ooh. Speaking of Korea, did you guys see that like post that video. I'm not sure if TikTok siya, pero yung...
TikTok.
Yung about Filipino.
Yeah.
And, like,
yes.
About... that's one of the hot topics
Sobra.
Today.
Ano yun, ah? Content creator.
Gosh.
Tsaka sabi nga nila, parang like, Diyos ko, yung mga pinagpo-post, like, magre-reklamo ka about, like, being sexualized. Like, hello.
Like, what the stuff that he posts? OF. Medyo. Oh, okay.
Like, girl...
And he singled out Filipinos. He mentioned,
exactly. Diba? And then, like, isn't that exactly what your business is?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, though. I mean, I'm not saying that you shouldn't say it if you mean it, but it's kind of like, dude, literally, your content is that. And then you will get angry that people are sexualizing.
I cannot. But anyway, okay. That's it for greets for now.
All right, so here we go. Let's just jump into the top 10. Thanking our topic sender, Juice Blank. Kinabahan ka ba? Queen of Deadma.
Number 10.
Number 10.
Yung 1 week before you leave for your trip, pero hindi pa rin nare-release yung visa mo. Oh, I've experienced that.
Cutting it close.
Yung very last minute yung paglabas. Remember yung one of our trips, RX.
Mm.
Like Taiwan or something. Not the visa though. Parang the passport.
Yeah.
Like I found out, alam mo yung in-announce na magte-trip tayo, Taiwan yata yun.
Mm.
Or Japan. Basta one of the two. And then I was like, hey, we're going on the trip. pagkita ko sa passport ko.
Mag-expire yung na.
Hindi pa siya expired, pero yung di ba ang rule sa atin?
Six months.
Uh-uh. 6 months before your passport expires, dapat you can't travel anymore.
Yeah.
Hindi na, ano,
actually,
pag kinocompute nila yun.
That is true, although there are cases na nakakalusot. Because it happened to one of my friends.
Okay.
We were going on a trip.
And you were allowed?
She was allowed.
Oh, okay.
Parang nadaan sa pakiusap and like, ganun.
Kasi parang, alam mo yung, pwede mo talaga siyang i-argue kasi it's like, it's not yet expired.
Pero kasi,
it'll expire in 6 months,
the general
right?
rule is, you can't na talaga.
True.
Diba? So what did you do?
Umabot siya.
Nag-renew ka?
I'm talking like literally, like I'm not even joking. Yung trip natin, kunyari, tomorrow morning, dumating siya mga 7 p.m. today.
What?
I'm not even joking. It
so you could
that,
have been, you could have gotten left behind.
Oh, I was ready to not go. I was ready to not go. Pero yun nga, sabi ko nga, wag na lang kaya. Kasi nga parang, what if hindi humabol? Sayang yung ticket and all that. But you know, they were like, hindi sige, we'll wait last minute. Kasi nga, When I applied for the passport, parang yun nga sina ang target nila, ang sinabi nilang date was the day before.
Pero hindi
so technically abot. Hindi, pero yun nga ang ano ko is like the slide is glitch and
right.
It's not gonna make it on time.
Yeah.
And true enough, kunyari sinabi nila today, wala nung umaga, wala nung tanghali, hapon na wala pa rin. Like literally gabi dumating.
Stress.
While I was having dinner. So can you imagine, I was having dinner, I could barely eat my food. Tapos biglang ting dong.
Yeah!
Clutch!
Yes, I'm clutch! Going on a trip. Yes.
Sobra yon. I was
imagine.
So stressed the entire time. Coming from Maxim the Winter.
Number nine.
Still connected to the earlier entry. Nung first time mong mag-apply ng visa, tapos ready for pickup na, pero hindi nila sasabihin sa'yo kung ano yung result.
Yeah, usually naman eh. You just find out when
you find
open
out
it.
When you open it. Sabi ni Maxim, promise, TMI, na jebs talaga ako sa kaba. Literally.
Lalo na kung first mo.
Kung first mo.
First mo na attempt na mag-apply for a visa for any country.
Yes.
Diba? It's a little, yeah.
That is so stressful. And coming from Tampupu.
Number eight.
Kinabahan ka ba? May sumakay na grupo ng lalaki sa bus na sinasakyan mo. Tapos, nagtakip na ng bag yung ibang mga pasahero. Alam mo yung wala naman silang outward, suspicious, ano. It's just that they went on board as a group. So, parang yung iba started getting nervous. And because other people started getting nervous, you started getting nervous too. Alam mo, nakakahawa yung
I can imagine.
Kaba nila.
I'd be freaked out, for sure.
From Mac MJ Pumapayan.
Number seven.
Yung hindi mo mabuksan yung pinto mo sa condo, yun pala, nasa maling floor ka bumaba.
Girl.
I have experienced this.
Pero ano?
I went up, and obviously I was on my phone, you know me, right?
Yeah.
So I wasn't really paying attention, so I thought I was on my floor. So when it stopped, I didn't realize, nag-open lang pala siya sa floor na siguro may pumindot, tas bumukas yung isang elevator, so sumakay na siya.
Yeah.
So, akala ko floor ko. I went down, right? And
yeah.
went to where my unit would be. And nandun si Bibi. Well, so I didn't have keys. I rang the doorbell. Rang the doorbell again. Knocked on the door. Rang the doorbell. Pag third doorbell ko, sabi ko, this is not our doorbell. Like, hindi niya kamukha yung door. Di ba? Distinct yung mga doorbell.
Yeah.
Sabi ko, crap. I'm on a different floor.
You know, that's
buti
happened.
Buti walang tao.
That's happened to me multiple
buti
times.
Buti walang tao.
Pero ako naman, when I get in, like to the front door, that's when I realize, oh, I'm on the wrong floor.
Yeah.
Yung ganun, kasi parang
na-realize mo agad.
No, and for us kasi, may nakalagay yung ano mo, yung unit mo, by the door. There's like a, kung anong whatever, kunyari, A22,
ako rin naman
ganyan.
Eh, kaya lang,
hindi
I wasn't
tingnan.
Taking, hindi, I wasn't taking
ayun
attention.
Nga, but also, ako naman, I can also tell by the lighting.
Yeah.
I mean, we obviously, it's the same lighting, right?
Right.
But for some reason, you know the particular timpla of the lighting.
Of the lighting.
Dun sa floor mo versus sa ibang floor.
Kung gano'n ka warm.
Yung iba kasi medyo parang, parang medyo mas madilim dito or mas ganito. Yeah. So, pag gano'n, alam ko nun parang, wait a second, this looks strange.
Floor.
Oh, this isn't my floor.
And coming from Pawis ni Akira.
Number six.
Nag-nap ka sa hapon kasi kulang ka sa tulog. Nagising ka, pagkita mo sa clock mo nakalagay 8 o'clock. Nataranta ka kasi akala mo late ka na sa trabaho. Pag-check mo sa bintana, madilim,
madilim
pa. 8 p.m. pala, hindi 8 a.m.
But this happens to me all the time.
Oh, because you lose track of what time you actually slept.
Especially for someone like me, I guess, na sobrang effed up ng body clock and walang set na sleeping hours.
Pattern.
Kasi for you, I think this would be a one-off, you know?
Yeah.
Kasi nga, you're so routinary when it comes to your sleep.
True.
And all that. So, hindi ka yung tipong, huh? Ako ano ganyan? Ang dami kong ganyan. Mm. Oh my gosh, it happens all the time.
From Coco Hernandez.
Number five.
Nung muntik nang madiscover ng asawa mo yung secret solo bank account mo.
Why is it a secret?
You know how, like, I'm kind of guessing, syempre usapan nyo is, you know, I'll stay home and bear your kids and take care of the house, but, you know, we have to share the income kasi I can also work, you know,
yeah,
and have my own money. So, don't make me feel like I'm asking money from you.
Mm.
This is also my money, whatever it is you earn, because edi wag tayo mag-anak, tas magtatrabaho din ako para may pera din ako na sarili ko. So, usually that's the setup, but sometimes the ones earning the money, whether it's the husband or the wife, feel like
they're entitled to their own share.
That I don't have to ask you if I want to spend it? That's tricky.
It
siguro
is.
Depende na sa dynamics ng couple kung ano yung fair, ano yung hindi fair.
You know, it's one of the things that I, like, dread about being in a serious relationship.
Yeah.
Yung parang all the money, like, set up na parang, so what are we gonna do?
Yun.
Like, okay, do I have to consult you if I wanna, like, spend my money?
What or if it's my
do
money?
Do I now have to budget because you're hovering over my shoulder?
Yeah.
Watching me, you know, shop and all that. Parang, I just don't like the idea of it. But
it's
I also,
really that tricky part.
But I also find comfort in the fact na dalawa na kayo, may ka-share ka na with
dink.
All the stuff. Oh, dink na kayo, diba?
Double income na.
No kids, kung no kids kayo. Pero, but to get there, to get to that point na you're comfortable and you have a system going, I think the initial talk will always be like the most dreadful thing. Like for you and Baby Will, for example, did you have an actual talk about it? And at which point in the relationship do you have that talk? Na parang, okay, this is gonna be our setup, okay? So, we'll do this, we'll have an account, getting it.
Much later on, definitely. But, I must say, thankfully, we never really had to talk about it. Parang it was a given. I mean, it was kind of like, kumbaga, thankfully, wala namang issue.
Mm.
Uh-oh. Like, it was a...
Buti kung ganun.
Yeah,
kasi
it was pretty
awkward.
Oo. Yeah. No, kasi siguro, you reach that point where, may isip mo lang naman kasi yun if parang di ka pa naman sure.
Mm.
Yung parang, paano kung di naman tayo yung eventually.
No, and also, I think siguro you need to have that talk, especially when you have kids.
Oh yeah.
Kasi nga parang, syempre, you know, mas may budgeting involved, may
That's
saving
true.
Involved because you have to save for your kids' future.
And
versus
yun nga,
kung kayo lang.
Pag may kids, yung merong aspect na one will have to like give up their personal careers.
Mm.
'Di ba? Kasi
in
nga
some
parang
cases,
like
yeah.
In some cases, lalo na pag yung yun nga, like pag mga anak ka, 'di ba? So syempre medyo maantala yung
career mo.
Career movement mo, di ba? So, yeah, that's definitely something to discuss.
Yeah.
And from Fitz Villafuerte.
Number four.
True story, I offered to pay for dinner during a date. Tapos, pagbigay sa akin ng waiter ng bill, halos himatayan ako. Kasi pagkita ko, 15,000 yung bill. I tried to hide my panic. Buti na lang, even before I said anything, the waiter goes, ay, sorry sir, sa kabilang table pala to.
Medyo, whoa!
Kasi sometimes it happens na hindi mo nare-realize ganun kalaki pala yung in-order mo na
oh,
bill.
Oh, for sure.
So, alam mo yun, hindi ka automatic na mag-assume na, oh, this is wrong.
Mm.
So, syempre mate, remember that Filipino couple in Singapore? Filipino family?
Mm.
That went viral before kasi they ordered yung king crabs. Remember that?
Oh my
that
gosh,
story?
And those are so expensive.
Tapos parang, I forgot what the actual issue was. Like, hindi ata sinabi sa kanila when, or paano ba yun? Wala ba? Ano ba yung per kilo ba yung pricing
per kilo,
or
yeah.
something.
Mm-hmm.
So hindi mo makikita yung actual.
Yes.
And then pagdating nung bill, parang halos parang 50K or something. Mm. Basta ganun. Like, to the effect na they didn't even know if they could still come home because maubos yung pera nila if they paid for it. Basta ganung level. So, I remember that. I just don't remember the details.
Sobrang kawawa lang when, if it happens to people na sobrang may budget talaga.
May budget talaga.
That trip.
Or yung ano, yung hindi naman sila...
Ayan, sabi ni John Chen sa Clarkey area dito sa SG Avoid. Remember, this happened to us on an RX trip.
Really?
Yeah, when we had that parang medyo na ano tayo na tourist trap ano tayo restaurant.
Oh.
And then like, yeah.
I don't remember
that
this
happened.
Though.
That happened during our SG Oof. Trip. Pero yung ganun kasi parang, oh, of course it's unfortunate, but at the same time, at least medyo it's a company trip, so
yeah.
you know naman na alam yeah. mo yun, may pambayad naman, and hindi naman tayo yung magbabayad personally. Pero can you imagine if yun nga, if it happens to a family,
exactly,
na sobrang tight yung budget and medyo talagang nakaplano na lahat ng spending nila.
Kasi parang merong ano eh, merong aspect na medyo parang na yun nga. Hindi naman dinaya. Hindi naman, I wouldn't go that far. Pero
maybe
more
they
of,
just,
hindi na-explain properly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Ay, naku, you have to be careful pag
ganun. Ng ganung price.
Right. Lalo na if you're on a budget.
If you're on a budget.
Oh my gosh,
true.
Yes.
And from Forever Alone.
Number three.
Yung pagpasok mo sa office ni boss / babe, you said something sexy / inappropriate only to see na nasa Zoom meeting pala siya. Eh kung secret, kayo lang may alam. Alam mo yung you only acknowledge it when you're behind closed doors. Eh ikaw, akala mo naman, parang, oh, sinara ko na yung pinto, so kami-kami na lang. And you're like, hey you, sexy beast you. So pakita mo, nasa Zoom meeting.
You know what,
pala.
I'll call you back kasi I just walked into my boss's office and I know we're about to have a meeting. Okay, bye baby. Ganon. Feeling ko like just pretend
parang
you're on
something
the phone
lang,
and you were
no?
talking to someone else.
But tas you go, I'm sorry boss, I was talking to my boyfriend.
Ganon. Quick thinking. You have to think on your feet if you're doing something like that.
Eh kung yung pagpasok mo, yung naka-topless ka na.
Hindi, hopefully hindi naman sa'yo nakaharap yung laptop
yung,
niya.
Yung laptop
kasi,
niya.
Diba?
Ah, totoo, you'd be the opposite.
Yeah, oo. So, kung audio lang.
Kung
diba?
Audio, pwede, oo, pwede.
Pwede mo namang paraanan
na. There's a way
na.
To escape it.
Yes, there is always a way.
And the top. Ay, sorry, number two. The super malas guy. You have this great conversation with someone at the bar, and then you get a message on your phone, and the message is from your jowa. And the message goes, at sino yung kausap?
Paano?
Paano nangyari yun? Tapos alam mo yun, yung jowa pala sa likuran mo. Sinurprise ka pala or something. And the top entry,
number one.
Kinabahan ka ba? Comes from Mike Ferrer.
Mike Ferrer says,
when you overhear your jowa telling your bestie, I'm sure he'll understand.
Wait a second.
Kung ano pa man yun, ninerbiusin ka. I mean, for all you know, it's nothing, right? Or it has nothing to do with like...
Ayun, pagpasok mo, tapos kunyari, si Baby Whale, sinasabi sa akin yun, I'm sure he'll understand.
I'll barge in and go, no, he will not!
Kung ano man yan!
Kung ano man yan, the answer is no! If it involves a thruple, the answer is no!
Walang kwenta.
Hindi na inalam eh, no?
Hindi
na niya inalam.
Oh my gosh.
Meron na akong sagot.
Yung pala, magpaplano lang kami na surprise for you
diba?
On your birthday or something. Like, ay nako.
Yung mga ano, yung nagpaplano kayo for a surprise birthday party. So obviously, nagpaplano kayo, kailan kayo magmi-meeting, diba? So, syempre, yung usapan is like, kailan ba siya out of time? Kailan ba siya wala?
Kailan ba? Ganun. So, ikaw naman, ano ka agad eh. Assuming the worst eh.
Wala. He never na ako mag-out of town.
My gosh. Damn.
So, there you go. One batch coming right up, but we'll be back. We'll be on Facebook Live.
We will continue to be on Facebook Live. We'll see you in a couple minutes on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Final batch. So let's have some final greets.
Good morning, Kiko Man Machine, EJ Rodriguez, Prince Dance, the Average Pinoy. Helmerito says good morning as well. Everybody in the comment section, all the enablers commenting. Good morning to you guys. Hello to Mark Enriquez. And Mark says hello to all his friends in town for Taylor's concert.
Oh, wow.
Enjoy the Eras Tour. Good morning, Yon Tifian, and also to Kenneth Valdez, to Alexa, and to Melai, and to Jennifer Espiritu. Thank you for tuning in, and hello to your office mates, Carol and Mark of BDO. Good morning. That's it.
Good morning. All right, we've got our final batch number list. Thanking Juice Blank for the topic, Kinabahan ka ba? Let's start off with, let me see here. Tampupu, naliligo ka, tapos narinig mo yung jowa mo saying, love, pahiram lang nitong phone mo ha. Nagloloko kasi yung phone ko, may ime-message lang ako.
Ooh!
Very euphoria. Diba? That's how Sydney Sweeney found out about Jacob Elordi's characters.
Oh my God!
Proclivities.
Yes.
Because she used the phone and may lumabas na napaswipe siya dun sa photos. And it's like, bakit may picture ng...
Bakit may
ganito? And from Queen of Deadma, biglang delivered na yung status ng item that you ordered online. Pero, wala ka naman natatanggap. E bayad na yun.
Oh no!
Oh, that's scary.
Ibig sabihin, baka na-deliver sa ibang bahay.
Sa ibang bahay? Ang what? Weird, tinanggap na... Or hindi kasi, you know what? Sometimes, kunyari, we're housemates. May dumating, nag-deliver para sa akin, supposedly. Mm. Tinanggap mo, thinking na, baka kay Chico, baka nagpa-deliver siya. Not knowing na, hindi naman pala ako nagpa-deliver.
Yeah.
So, you're stuck with a package that's not any of yours.
That's...
Diba? And sometimes...
What do you do?
Hindi ka naman sleazy, but you're like, what do I do with this?
And like, you don't know who to contact kasi minsan right? Hindi mo nakalagay yung number nila.
Oh. And from Fitz Villafuerte, yung biglang nawala yung art magazine sa hiding place mo sa kwarto and tumalon yung puso mo tas naalala mo, pinahiram mo nga pala sa friend mo.
Oh.
Kasi diba, pag... Like, before you remembered... Where is it? Who took it? And it's not just because it's missing. It's like, hello, what if mama mo or
exactly.
Papa mo
eh, dinapagalitan
ka, huli ka, diba? So, yeah, that's scary. And from Tampupu, kapag kasama ko yung anak ko sa playground, tapos yung nalingat ka lang ng saglit, tapos meron kang few seconds na pag nung hinahanap mo siya ulit, hindi mo siya makita. Pero nandun lang naman siya.
Yeah.
Like literally just like, ha, asan niyo? Ah, ayun.
Diba ganun yung ginagawa?
I hate that
sometimes
feeling.
It's reverse, diba? Yung parent yung magtatago dun sa anak just to see how they would react. Well, my mom specifically, if you're watching, she used to do that and she enjoyed it.
Yeah.
She would hide but make sure na she could see me just to test me.
What you would do in a situation like
that. What I would do
like
in that situation, how I would react. And parang sabi niya nga, with me kasi, even as a child, I was never the type to cry or panic. So, yung parang, ano pa daw ako? Like, kunyari, nagsiskip-skip pa ako yung parang as if nothing was wrong. But she could see me like turning my head left and right, like obviously looking for her. Pero yung parang,
I'm not nervous.
I'm la-da-da-da-da. I'm just a child having fun.
I can't find my mother.
But I'm okay. I will find her. Ganon.
She's just around the corner.
I swear, I don't know why my mom would do that to me. Pero ganon talaga. Yun. So nakikita niya na, alam mo, ganito ka talaga.
Uh-oh.
Parang, kunyari ka pa, hindi ka na kinakabahan na.
Pero, sweating bullets.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And, also, and from Queen of Deadma, two entries, a week before the Eras Tour na dapat pupuntahan mo, hindi mo makontak yung seller na binayaran mo ng 98K para sa tickets at bayad na yung flight at hotel mo sa SG. And these are actual cases, ha?
Kasi nga, if you're such a big fan, minsan kahit parang sus na talaga from the jump, alam mo yun, from the get-go, it seems a little sketchy. You're like, because it's your only chance
yes.
to get the tickets, you're like, you know what? Feeling ko naman, okay to. So you'll put your faith in whoever was, kung sino mong scammer yan. Diba?
And remember, like, minsan yung you actually hate scalpers. But if you're left with no choice, parang...
But if it's such a big amount, parang I wouldn't risk I wouldn't risk
Same.
It.
Same. Or kaliwaan.
Oh, it, like if you're in front of me, and then like, yeah.
Oh, if you're in front of me, let me see the actual ticket.
And even then,
I'm not
parang,
going to like lala move it to your house. No.
But ako nga parang even in that situation, I'd still be a little scared. Kasi what if fake ticket?
True.
Yung parang gusto ko samahan mo ko hanggang dun sa entrance na sa scan, and then pag nag-scan, oh, ito yung bayad ko sa'yo. And then, you know,
yeah.
Let's part ways.
Like, meet me at the
yeah,
arena.
Yeah, parang ganun yung parang talagang, ganun. Yung sure talaga na makakapasok ako.
And also from Queen of Deadma, kinabahan ka ba nung walang lumapit na aso nung tinawag mo yung fur babies mo? Alam mo yung kulang nila, magkandara pa sila pag nandyan ka. Tapos yeah. biglang isang day, pag uwi mo, walang lumalapit sa'yo. And you're like, are they?
No.
Oh, that would be a nightmare. That would be such a nightmare. Because remember, that's what I actually have a trauma with this.
Why?
Remember Duke? So our first cat ever. When Duke was around 5-6 months old, I went into the condo by myself. Mm-hmm. At that time, Baby Will was at work. So I was like, Duke! And usually, tatakbo yan. Duke! Duke! Gosh. So, okay, he's hiding. I looked everywhere. Everywhere.
Wala.
No Duke. The only thing that was getting me nervous, but parang ikaw, yung kunyari, I didn't see it. The window was slightly ajar.
Mm.
I saw it already, but I completely blocked it out of my head. Like, no. Maybe he's under the bed. Oh, maybe he's under the sink. Oh, maybe... Nung talagang wala, I was like... The window is open. But he's not on the ledge. Kasi pag bukas mo ng window, meron pang
may
parang
ledge, oh.
Balcony-ish.
Yeah.
Not really. Not big enough for a person to go to. But more like nandun yung aircon.
Mm.
Wala din. So I had to go downstairs and say, may nalaglag ba na pusa? Wala daw. And then I realized our building had a podium.
Uh-huh.
Meaning, if something falls... From my window, it will not fall onto the street. It will fall on the roof of the podium, the parking podium.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, how do I get to the roof of the podium? So you go up the stairs, blah, 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 blah. There's a door. Go. When I opened, Duke is a purely white cat.
Mm-hmm.
I saw like a red puddle.
Oh my God!
And something white on top of the red puddle.
So dugo-dugoan siya.
Oh yeah, he fell from the 22nd floor. But he was alive. And he lived for 13 more years after
That's amazing. That's
yeah.
amazing. Pero, my gosh, can you imagine? Oh, I can't imagine the emotional...
Oh, my gosh.
The emotional like, turmoil and like, my gosh.
My gosh. Like, you know what I did? I had to like... I didn't even touch him yet. I had to run back up... Not run, but gets. I ran, and then, you know, elevator up, got towels, elevator back down, ran back to the podium, picked him up with towels, kasi nga, lupay-pay na yung ano niya. And then, like, in my arms, drove him to the vet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You were by yourself the whole time.
I was by myself. That's why I know I'm like, pag clutch, I can bring it.
Mm-mm.
You know, I can be the... Like, all the emotions, hold it in.
Right.
Siyempre, after pagdala ko sa ano, hagulgul na ako nung mag-isa na lang ako sa... When I went back to the condo. Because I had to leave him, right? There's nothing
yeah.
I can
Saka,
do.
Saka hindi mo sure whether he was gonna make it or not at that point, diba?
Oh
kasi
my
medyo
gosh.
Ang lala nung
it
ulo
was,
niya.
It was
How many
just
floors
like,
yung... From your condo floor to the podium?
Because the podium is like the fifth floor. So 22nd to the fifth. So 17 floors.
Ooh, that's crazy.
Right?
Parang nalaglag from here.
Oh, yeah.
Outside
yes.
the window. Oh
yes.
my God.
And from Fitz Villafuerte, I heard what sounded like gunshots while walking inside the mall. I immediately ran to the nearest exit. Yun pala may pa fireworks lang sa labas. And in this day and age, nakaka-trauma talaga. Like, I mean, kung hindi ka sure
yeah.
na fireworks, medyo nakaka-stress.
Hello, yung nakita natin sa news recently.
Right.
Diba? Would you even like imagine something like that would happen in that place? And like, parang exactly. kaswal lang na parang, right? What? What the heck?
And from the super malas guy, you're driving home, pero parang napapansin mo na parang same set of trees and signage yung nadadaanan ko.
Wait a second. Bakit parang hindi nagpo-progress?
Parang I'm still at the same spot.
Diba that happened to us before when I was a kid? Tapos parang, kasi we went to the province. Tapos, not naman province, like Bulacan. Sa right. Bulacan to nangyari. And then like yung mga relatives namin from there, they were the ones who said, oh, ano, baliktarin niyo yung mga damit niyo, parang pinaglalaroan tayo. So, that's what everyone did.
Yeah.
And then we finally made it out. But, you know, parang siguro nakatatlong ikot kami na, wait a second, didn't we just pass this?
Yeah.
Tatlong ulit. And parang malalaman mo because yung mga establishments, paulit-ulit.
We're the same.
Ang scary pa kasi isa doon, funeral home. Alam mo parang, wait a second, we already saw that. As in, oh my gosh, that was really scary.
Okay. And from King Edgy, nung umuwi ako ng gabi at nakakita ko ng lumulutang na nakaputi sa balkonahe ng kapitbahay.
Girl.
Paglapit ko, ay sinampay pala na t-shirt.
Uy, alam mo ba?
Kasi nga t-shirt, so syempre hugis tao.
Pero wait, for the longest time, fear ko yan. Kasi before, yung house namin in Manila, yung next door house sa amin was an empty house for a long time. For years. It was like an abandoned property. Stop. Na parang
sa
it was...
Sa tapat namin, abandoned. Stop.
Wait, sa amin katabi. And it was this like big house na yun, meron siyang terrace na ganyan. Mm. Tapos, alam mo yung parang ano kasi siya, for sale na siya for a while. Pero walang bumibili. So, antagal na niyang nakalugmok na ganun. And I swear to you, like every time I would, kasi nagbabasketball ako sa labas, sa may garage namin, may little court ako dun. Eh, super addict ko magbasketball. Minsan ginagab-gabi na, naglalaro pa rin ako. The only thing that would make me go back inside is pag nagsumapi na sa isip ko na, wait a minute. Parang baka may makita ako nakatayo dun sa balcony.
Yung pinapanood
every ka. Time. Oo, pag naisip ko na yan, oop, time to go home. Ganon, papasok na ako sa loob. Like, my mom sometimes would get so annoyed kasi ngayon parang, hello, pumasok ka na gabi na, ganyan. At tapos ako parang, basketball ako. Yun, pagka sinabi na niya, sinuggest niya na pag ikaw nakita mo si ganyan or may mga takutan kami na ganon.
Nakatawa lang yan, no? Na parang like, it's the morning rush with Chico, Hazel, and Marky. Tapos sa ating tatlo, ikaw lang ang nagbabasketball.
Totoo!
Ikaw lang ang nagbabasketball.
Oh my gosh, yes. And I grew up talaga. I was the kind of kid na medyo annoying for like, I guess the neighbors. Because you would always hear me dribbling and like, literally, nagbabasketball ako mag-isa. As in like, and it was my daily thing. And pag hindi ako nagbabasketball sa garahe, nagbabasketball ako sa loob ng sa bahay. Loob. Just dribbling.
Hello, pag nagta-time zone tayo, ikaw yung like, yeah. Basketball tayo. Kasi alam niya siya yung mananalo. Kainis. Alam mo yung hahanap.
Nagalingan nyo kasi.
Yayayaan niya yung balwarte niya para talagang dun siya mananalo.
It's not my fault kung ayaw niyong mag... Paano nga mag-practice kayo?
And from Chichi Chronicles, kinabahan ka ba? Kapag yung bigla na lang may tao sa pinto, tas yung alam mo yung non-stop doorbell na mabilis, tas hindi mo kilala. Like, it could be just legit, but syempre ikaw is like,
but may humahangos?
Bakit, like, one, is there an emergency?
Yeah.
Two, what do you want with me?
Parang it's giving like, yung mga The Strangers, right? Yung mga ganong movies. Oh.
And from Call Me Rovi, pag tumigil na yung conveyor belt sa baggage claim, tas wala pa yung luggage mo.
Ay.
It means tapos na.
Asa
yung
na?
Nailabas na na. I mean, saan, di ba may fake tigil?
Oo.
Yung pala,
pause lang pala siya.
Wala pa yung isang batch.
No, kasi nagluload pa ulit. Oo.
I hate that so much.
And ang fear ko kasi doon, baka somebody else grabbed my luggage.
Yes.
Well,
one that they lost it.
I don't know which is worse.
Yeah.
Yung nasa ibang lugar yung luggage ko or yung may kumuha ng luggage ko. Diba? I don't know.
from Swerte Super Guy, yung may tumawag sa'yo, staff daw ni Tulfo, iniimbitahan ka sa studio nila, kukunin lang daw yung panig mo, eh wala ka namang alam na issue na kasama ka. Like, anong panig? Anong nangyayari?
No!
No! Alam mo yung viral ka na pala, tapos di mo alam.
Oh my God, and you have no idea what?
That's the scary part.
About what?
Kasi parang ano eh, di ba yung isa, wala na, all out takot ka na, kasi alam mo na, ay, nasangkot ako sa whatever. Pero yung ito yung kaba, yung like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And the two tops, kinabahan ka ba, comes from Wildfire and Maxim the Winter.
They both say.
Wildfire says, nung na-deliver na daw, yung, quote, for mature audiences, na, quote, toy mo, at mama mo daw ang nag-receive.
Oh, crap. No.
Woo!
Sabi naman nila, discreet packaging.
Still. And for Maxim the Winter, kinabahan ka ba? Yung you live alone. And as you drive away, parang you thought you saw someone peeking out from inside your house.
That is so scary! Ano ba yan? Paano pag uuwi ka na?
Diba? Hindi, tsaka yung ano, yung...
And the thought na bago ka umalis, may kasama ka inside.
At tsaka yung it doesn't help kung mumu o tao. Either way, pass.
Either way.
Tapos alam mo yung, tapos you're not sure. You thought, you saw, alam mo yung nakaganda, biglang nung tumingin ka, biglang,
stop. Magsasama ako ng someone.
Ako
din.
Ako, right there in the, stop the car. And then like, police, come here. We will go through, we will halog-hog everything.
Oh, tapos yung pala, ano lang pala siya.
Right?
Like inanimate
something,
object.
Right? Oh. Pero but ganun? But parang...
But it's too scary to risk it eh. Yeah. I think the safest bet would be to actually investigate what's going on for real.
Okay, what about us?
Kinabahan ka ba? Ikaw kasi, ano eh, madami ka dito.
Madami ako.
You're a nervous Nelly.
Madami talaga. Okay, ako, sige, I can go first. You know, FYI, I've been a wreck the past couple of days.
Because?
Because we had to bring Igor to the vet.
Mm.
And he had to stay. He had to stay there.
Right.
And he's never been away from us.
Yeah.
He's never been confined. And worrywart that I am, and we're talking about, like, just ko Igor pa. Like, I'm so protective of that cat. And ano, siya yung pinaka parang, yung, na-anthropomorphize ko kasi siya. Yung parang, yung feeling ko, yung parang like, why did you abandon me? Why are you hurting me? Oh my gosh, I swear to you. Like, the stress level is off the charts.
Because?
Off the charts.
But how is he now?
He's fine. He's back home.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Let's go.
My gosh. Dahil na, finally, naiuwi na namin.
Mm.
You know, my naps are like 15 minutes tops.
Yeah.
10 minutes. Mm. And power nap. And I'm energized.
Mm.
Paglapat ng likod ko dun sa bed, after we brought him home.
Yeah.
I was out like a light for 2 hours. Mm. Sabi ni Baby Will, like, humihilik pa daw ako. Because I was exhausted! I have been exhausted for the past few days!
Yeah, no, I feel you.
I was such an emotional, like, exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
Yung ramdam mo na nervous ka, takot na takot ka, and you're like, exhausting.
Yeah.
Exhausting.
Ano ba sa akin? I guess yun nga, yung entry ko kanina with the ATM, na parang, but hindi na naman gumagana?
True.
Kasi it's so stressful talaga because my parents aren't here. You know? And, ang hirap to get a replacement card. Ang haba ng process. And like, it's a lot. It's a lot of work. May bayad pa na, I don't know how much, pero alam mo yun? And it takes a long time to get it replaced.
Sabi ni Emerson, hindi ba yung kinakabahan kapag yung tanggap mo yung facelift mo? Malamang ka ba yun?
Kung magkano yung deduction. Not lately.
Okay,
to be fair,
okay.
You can ask Beth. Parang maganda yung ano natin, numbers natin lately.
At saka yung ano, at saka yung, nasa na ba yun?
Na naman.
agree ako kay Maxim.
Ano?
Tuwing magsasalita si Marky.
Ay, oo. Kakabahan ka talaga.
Kinakabahan talaga.
Kinakabahan din ako.
Lalo na pag alam kong controversial yung topic and like we're skirting lang the... Tapos biglang, kasi yan, otokos.
Pag Lola Marky is out to play.
When Lola Marky is out to play, cannot be.
That is so true. But anyway.
But there you go. Thank you for joining
us. Thank you so much, you guys. And it's almost the weekend. So tomorrow we will be back with TMR watch list. And yeah, all the fun stuff that we do on the show. Stick around only here on Manila's Hottest Monster. RX 93.1.
Bye.
Bye.